Elegant Sea Urchin is an unending Wavio drama, written, produced, and presented by Studio Swoon as part of the greater Swooncraft Creative. It would mean a lot if you shared or supported us. Head over to elegantseaurchin.xyz to do that. Before the program starts, we have a proverb that was sent in to us anonymously. It reads, "If the lights are too bright, you're staring too long." Wise words indeed. Hey, you, listening. Thanks. And enjoy. Accommodations include first and dithered meals. Suites, they call them. They're like alcoves, but have latched entrances. It's very novel, like a repurposed threshold from a doorball field. It felt stuffy, but stuffiness carried a familiar sweetness to it, though. I think we might enjoy our few days here at the Hotel Crepuscular. The elder, Nulla Seen, led the way to our room. She didn't speak often, but her presence was very pungent. A silvery lace and a crimson petal gown distracted from her features. She did have a veil on, and for some reason I felt like it was insulting to try to peer through it, too. And, as we walked, more than once a threshold would open a sliver before closing tightly. The elder paid it no mind, but Yule made a somewhat rude comment under her breath. We set our things out in the spaces we desired. Sina, the center, Yule, the ceiling, and me, a wall opposite the window. We were up a lot higher than I thought we had climbed, but I think what puzzled me the most was not seeing any windows on the outside. Sina was watching a spot on the wall perpendicular to me. "You know how we found you sitting, staring up at that monolith?" I nodded, looking up to the spot on the wall where her eyes were. It was empty, but there was a little nook. What it was for, I couldn't figure. "Whatever that was, with the monolith, do you think it can be applied here?"
Whatever it was, I don't really know how to put into words what the monolith did. But I felt better for it, in spite of the mild terror and the fate of my leg. So I just shook my head. Sina took her eyes off the wall, nodding.
"I didn't think so." Well, she turned. "It might be a little difficult with the buzzing and shadow of our words echoing before and after us, but how about I give you that interview?"
It wasn't until she pointed out the strange preverb and reverb of our words that I became aware of it. And something about it reminded me of how my Wavio has been acting strange the further we've gotten from the cove. Or maybe we're getting closer to something. The smogs rolled in, and we went to the dining alcove to get our meal. The hall was some flights above the level of our suite. I had taken one of Yule's pain erasers that afternoon, but still felt relieved when I took a seat at the largest dining slab I'd ever seen. On the far side of the hall was a bar for after-meal sweets. It was framed by a large window that let the dithering salmon of the Goldenshine pour in. As I approached the slab, several, I think, Elder Nulla Seen called the hands hoppers? They're very oily appearing. There's something iridescent about them, and, well, wispy, I suppose. They place several platters across the stone. Unlike how we're accustomed to uncles, the hoppers wouldn't speak when we asked them questions or thanked them. We hadn't seen any other guests to the hollow until several people began entering the dining alcove. I'd like to say they were ordinary elders and urchins, but all three of us coven urchins were smogstruck. The colors of their skirts and suits sparkled and dazzled all the more by the sharp edges and the flowing tails of their garb as they danced through the shafts of the dithering light. The chorus of their chortle filled the room as they found seats. I think I heard one speaking of a ball, another commenting on prior smog viewing. One languished over the slab spread, another yet mentioned the gleam of a spire, from which my attention was broken as Yule stood and left with haste or frustration. Her departure rattled me enough to turn to Sina. "What do you think's icing her?" Sina was slow to give a reply, but finally said,
"These are somewhat like the cast hers and my family ripple in."
I heard.
By the time Sina and I had gotten our fill, the smogs began rolling in. In that half a seventh, Yule finally returned, dressed in regalia she had gotten from the Taylor Hollows in Grimsmouth.
The moment she walked in, the chorus of the patrons stopped. All eyes inspected her. Meanwhile, neither Sina or I had been regarded even by an accidental glance.
As we left, she sat down amid a handful of handsomes.
It's not surprising with her body of marble and, like Sina said, her upbringing, but she took to them rather quick and was just as fast to trade her company. I feel as if something has enraptured Yule. No, I'm just being sour. Yule has done a lot to help me recently. She deserves some time to let her blood pump. Why did Jones forsake us to wait here? No, I know. I'm just starting to get confused. Here, I don't think our only reason was because of my wound. But there's a sleek man that wanders the halls. We see him regularly at meals. At first, Sina and I thought him an uncle, but he acts more like he owns Crepuscular. He doesn't look like he's related to Nola Seen. I still haven't gotten a good look at her, but I just get that feeling, you know? I don't know. Wavecatchers, Yule has begun speaking to him. He told her to call him Cap.
I think I see something
blue high on the wall. It makes me feel anxious, but I think I need it there. Like the purple shine I needed that we watched so many times together. Sina has buried herself in solving those puzzle boxes. I can't get a word out of her. I hear her say that she's got all of the time in the world, but as dizzying as this place is, there's still some momentum of time. I caught Yule dancing on a landing of the Decade Spire, or was it the Century One? No. There's something off. The more I think about it, the less sense it makes. Have I seen her dancing on each Chronology Spire? With the Cap? With the handsome young patrons? Or with me?
The location doesn't matter. What does matter? There's something about Cap's movements.
No. His poise, I guess. Somehow he reminds me of an Arachnian. I know, a young elder can't be an eight-legged cat, but I can't get rid of this feeling that he's very slowly and deliberately entangling Yule.
And the slurriest thing of all, Wavecatchers, was Nola Seen's words when we first arrived, checked in, as she put it.
We welcome your enrollment at the Hotel Crepuscular. Never mind the rapping or the static. Ask for anything you'd like from the hoppers, and do enjoy the view. It'll certainly last.